This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 293. Three perfect prep strategies from a writing wizard.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we talk to Maria, the most recent Writing Wizard Contest winner from our course. Get three real activities you can start doing right now to increase your IELTS Writing Task 2 scores. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are here with this month's Writing Wizard winner. That's not an easy phrase to say, actually, like all those W words. Try to say that really fast. Writing Wizard winner. Anyway, her name is Maria. She's from Venezuela, and she wrote the best essay from the students in our course this month. So welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you, Jessica. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Well, yes, of course. I'm from Venezuela. I'm here studying in Sydney, Australia. I came here because I'm trying to get the PR with my career in accounting. So my IELTS is really important because it's one of the requirements for the skills visa. So.
Right. What scores do you need?
I need 7. Okay. 7 in each band. It's quite hard, but it's not impossible.
It is not impossible. Of Definitely course. Not. Have you taken IELTS before?
Yes, I did. I took IELTS for the first time last year. And unfortunately, I didn't get the results that I need. In my writing, I got 5.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Well, okay.
I got 5.
So the essay that I read, the essay that you wrote that won the contest, is definitely far above a 5. So don't worry about that. But let's think about the differences then. How did you get from the 5 in writing before to writing the best essay last month? What changed? How did you improve your writing so much?
Well, Jessica, I think the course helped me a lot, you know, because in the course you explain really clear how to organize the body paragraph. And to me, that was a really important step that I didn't know before. In the last IELTS, I was really confused. I didn't know how to organize my ideas and how to put them, you know, in the paragraph.
Did you not have paragraphs last time?
No, I didn't. So I didn't I didn't know how to organize the brainstorming. I just started to write. And, you know, that was, you know, why I got the 5.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the reasons actually why your essay won, was because it was organized so well. I mean, so in the course we have that skeleton, right? Like the outline that you guys can use. And you took those transition phrases and you used them perfectly. That was one of the things I noticed right away. So like in the second paragraph, for example, a lot of students just start the second paragraph by like, there are many advantages. Blah, blah, blah. But that is a big missed opportunity, because if you put a transition phrase at the beginning of every paragraph, then it's automatically noticeable, right? So at the beginning of the second paragraph, you say, regarding those who feel that blah, blah, blah. And then in the third paragraph, nevertheless, I firmly believe that blah, blah, blah. That's perfect.
Yeah, definitely. It helped me a lot, you know, how to organize my ideas, how to use the linking words and the phrases you gave us. that's important because we sometimes don't know how to write an academic essay, you know, that's quite hard.
Of course.
It's not normal.
Well, yeah, of course not. I mean, it's only normal. You know what? To be honest, it's not even normal for all native speakers.
Of course.
I think that it should be normal. I think everyone should be able to write, you know, just a simple 4-paragraph essay in their first language, at least. But when I went to, okay, just a quick side note, listeners, when I went to university, I got as far away from home as I could just because I wanted to travel. And I started university in Spain. And then when I was a sophomore, my second year, I transferred back to America, but I still had to take like freshman level English just because I wasn't there my freshman year. And like half of these university students had never written an essay in English.
Wow.
And that was like, how is this? Where did you go to high school? Like,
this is anyway, incredible.
It is incredible. Okay. So side note over. All right. Another reason why your essay won was because you had some very interesting vocabulary. Two of my favorite phrases, and guys, listeners, you guys should be taking notes on some of this stuff, like the transition phrases that I said Maria used, and then also some of this vocab, guys. So the essay was about working from home or working in an office, right? And so Maria said office dwellers instead of, you know, people in an office. That was great. That's totally something I would write. Yeah. Awesome. And then in the final paragraph, she said, let's see, I hope that more organizations follow this revolutionary tendency in order to improve their employees' lives. Like, awesome sentence. The revolutionary tendency, that could be used in so many IELTS Task 2 essays. Like, yeah. It was awesome. Okay.
Yes, I love words, Jessica, and I sometimes when I read something, an article in a magazine, and I, you know, find a new word or new phrase, I write it down, and, you know, I try to memorize them, and, you know, I use them later in my essays.
That's awesome. That's exactly what you should be doing. Do you keep everything in like a vocabulary notebook?
Yeah, I have my vocabulary note with me. It's a little book that I have with me.
That's awesome.
In my bag. Yeah.
How often do you look through it to like review the words?
Maybe once a day.
Every day. Whoa.
Yeah, but most of the time I try to read every day from these apps, you know, like New York Times, Ford of Magazines, or other kind of magazines that always are publishing studies about society, work-life balance.
That's excellent.
Kind of studies, you can get a lot of vocabulary from those.
For sure. And I mean, specifically IELTS vocabulary, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so many of the topics, especially like in Forbes, I mean, lots of those topics are going to come up on the test. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
When did you start reading resources like that?
I think like 3 months ago.
Maybe
5 months ago, because I've decided to start reading and just, you know, maybe when I'm boring, traveling on train or buses, I start to read, you know, like a magazine, just to keep my mind busy.
Yeah, totally.
And then improve my vocabulary and my reading skills. So, yeah, maybe 3 or 5 months ago.
So, one thing that scares a lot of people, a lot of students, about reading those types of resources, they're really high level. The New York Times and Forbes, that's as high level as you can get.
Yeah.
Were you kind of nervous or, like, uncomfortable? Or, I mean, was it kind of scary when you started reading? Because maybe, like, you didn't understand everything or...
No, at all. I just took notes about the words I didn't know before.
Okay.
And looked them up in the dictionary, but in English, of course.
Yeah.
Dictionary.com.
And then, I hope so.
Yeah, and then in the dictionary, they used to have like a phrases, how to use that word, you know?
Yeah.
Tried to write it down, those phrases as well, not just the word. Because sometimes if you write the word, you're not going to remember how to use it, you know?
Never. So, you'll never remember how to use the word.
So, yeah, because I tried to write the phrase.
Yeah, we need context. Yeah. Nothing we do is in single words. Nothing. Taking notes, thinking, speaking, writing, texting, even on Twitter, Facebook, like nothing you do is a single word. Everything has context, right? Our brains don't work in single words. So listeners out there, follow Maria's advice. You need a sentence, and hopefully you write your own sentence using the word as well. Because when you like personalize the context like that, that's when you're going to remember it. So your support in the paragraphs as well was really good. I mean, just the way that everything was organized was excellent. And the supporting details and examples were all focused on the topics. Every sentence gave me new information, right? Every sentence was necessary. So how were you able to come up with such strong support? If you want access to the same tools that have helped Maria increase her writing score by so much, you can get into our course today. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Well, I've been practicing a lot all after the course. I've been doing all the exercise you have in the bonus section. And I also give them all my essays to Aussie friend who is always giving me, you know, his feedback.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So after those feedbacks, I'm also reading your essays because I used to read your essays, write it down, check how you wrote those essays.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Maria, that's a really good strategy.
It is. So if we could give that strategy to our listeners again. So you read model essays. That's the first step, right? And then what do you do?
I write them. I check all your linking words, your vocabulary as well, your ideas, just to have more ideas. You know,
all together,
and also complementing with my reading from Forbes magazines, New York Times. Just it helps, you know. It helps you to have more ideas. So
Maria, your test is tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You're going to be great. You're going to be great. Maria and I had a little strategy session before we recorded today. Listeners and students in our course, just remember that when you do enter the Writing Wizard contest, one of the best reasons to enter is because if you win, you get to have a strategy session with me and you get to ask about anything you want. Maria and I talked about some of her sort of last minute worries about reading strategies. I think we really cleared those up, and now she's going to go into the test tomorrow feeling that much more confident.
Oh, of course. That was awesome.
Maria, is there any last advice you can give to our listeners? Maybe like something that you learned from our course about writing or anything that you think is going to really help you tomorrow on your IELTS exam?
Yes, Jessica, something really important. In your course, you say that ideas shouldn't be so intelligent or perfect ideas, you know, just ideas. Mm-hmm. And then thinking on that, you're going to be more confident to write it down, just, you know, all the ideas you have. Sometimes we freak out like, okay, this idea is stupid, it's not good enough.
Yes.
You know? And that was a really problem, you know, before I take the course, because I was thinking that my ideas should be just really good ideas or,
yeah,
you know?
But well, then, exactly, yeah.
Now I'm more confident and relaxed that, you know, it just shouldn't be really intelligent or important ideas, you know? It's just support them really good, yeah, and use mm-hmm. really good vocabulary, guys, and read a lot articles,
yeah,
from newspapers, magazines, and also you can watch the TED Talks.
Ooh, TED Talks are great. Yeah. Yes,
at the way, and then yeah, you can get a lot of vocabulary from the TED Talks.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's so important to remember. I'm really glad you brought that up because, I mean, we have to remember, what's the point of this test? It's an English test. It's not your math professor or your comparative literature professor or, you know what I mean? It's not for a subject where you have to have specialized knowledge about a subject. No, the subject is English. That's it.
Of course.
So exactly like Maria said, this really frees you up in the brainstorming process, which is essential to writing a good essay. Just getting the ideas out there and getting to the writing stage where you can organize them well, right?
Of course, of course. Yeah, and the brainstorming, then organize the paragraph, you know, with all these linking words you gave us.
Yeah.
That's the main point, it's it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Maria, for coming on today.
Thank you so much, Jessica.
And Maria, you are going to super rock it tomorrow. You're going to be I can't wait to see your scores. You're going to do so well. So
thank you.
After we finish recording today, Maria, I want you to celebrate being on your first English podcast. Just relax. Get a good night's sleep. And then, like, maybe on the speaking test tomorrow, you could talk about this. That would be pretty cool.
Of course. Thank you so much. It was really helpful to talk with you. So.
Yeah, my pleasure. All right. Awesome. Have a good day, Maria.
Bye. Bye, guys. Thank you, Jessica. Love you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.